हरे कृष्ण। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी, यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन, यमुनतीरावनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी,
विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत श्री इज डिवेन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत श्री इज डिवेन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। ग्रंथरा श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीर्वुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 12 चैप्टर 11 एंटाइटल्ड समरी डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द महापुरुष, टेक्स्ट नंबर 29। सूत उवाच अनाद अविद्यया विष्णोर् आत्मनः सर्वदेहिना निर्मितो लोकतंत्रोयम् लोकेषु परिवर्तते अनाद्य विद्यया विष्णोर् आत्मनः सर्वदेहिना निर्मितो लोकतन्त्रोऽयम् लोकेषु परिवर्तते अनाद्य विद्यया विष्णोर् आत्मनः सर्वदेहिना निर्मितो लोकतन्त्रोऽयम् लोकेषु परिवर्तते अनाद्य विद्यया विष्णोर् आत्मनः सर्वदेहिना लोकतन्त्रोऽयम् लोकेषु परिवर्तते सूत उवाच अनाद्य विद्यया विष्णोर् आत्मनः सर्वदेहिनाम् निर्मितौ लोकतन्त्रोऽयम् लोकेषु परिवर्तते मतजिस् सूत उवाच निर्मितो लोकतन्त्रोऽयम् लोकेषु परिवर्तते वर्ड् टु वर्ड् ट्रान्स्लेशन् अनादि सूत उवाच सूत गोस्वामी सेड् अनादि बिगिनिङ्ग्लेस् अविद्यया बै द इल्यूशरी एनर्जी विष्णु of Lord Vishnu, Atmanaha, who is the Supreme Soul, Sarva Dehinam, of all embodied living beings, Nirmita, produced, Loka Tantra, the regulator of the planets, I am this Lokesha, among the planets, Parivartate, travels. Translation and purports by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Suta Goswami said, the sun travels among all the planets and thus regulates their movements. It has been created by Lord Vishnu, the supreme soul of all embodied beings. Through his beginningless material energy. So I'll read till the end of the chapter, another 20 verses, but there are no purports. The sun god, being non-different from Lord Hari, is the one soul of all the worlds and their original creator. He is the source of all the ritualistic activities prescribed in the Vedas and has been given many names by the Vedic sages. Being the source of the material energy, the personality of Godhead, Lord Hari, in his expansion as the sun god, is described in 9 aspects. Vaishaunaka, the time, the place, the endeavor, the performer, the instrument, the specific ritual, the scripture, the paraphernalia worship, and the result to be achieved. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, manifesting His potency of time as the Sun God, travels about in each of the 12 months, beginning with Madhu, to regulate the planetary motion within the universe. Traveling with the Sun God in each of the 12 months is a different set of 6 associates. My dear sage, Data as the Sun God, Kritasthali as the Apsara, Heti as the Rakshasa, Vasuki as the Naga, Ratakrit as the Yaksha, Pulastya as the Sage, and Tumburu as the Gandharva rule the month of Madhu. Aryama as the Sun God, Pulaha as the Sage, Atauja as the Yaksha, Praheti as the Rakshasa, Punjakasthali as the Apsara, Narada as the Gandharva, and Kachanira as the Naga rule the month of Madhava. Mitra as the Sun God, Atri as the Sage, Paurusheya as the Rakshasa, Takshaka as the Naga, Menaka as the Apsara, Haha as the Gandharva, and Rataswana as the Yaksha rule the month of Shukra. Vasishtha as the Sage, Varuna as the Sun God, Ramba as the Apsara, Sahajanya as the Rakshasa, Huhu as the Gandharva, Shukra as the Naga, and Chitraswana as the Yaksha rule the month of Shuchi. Indra as the Sun God, Vishwavasu as the Gandharva, Shrota as the Yaksha, Ilapatra as the Naga, Angira as the Sage, Pramlocha as the Apsara, and Varya as the Rakshasa rule the month of Nabas. Vivaswan as the Sun God, Ugrasena as the Gandharva, Vyagra as the Rakshasa, Asharana as the Yaksha, Bhrugu as the Sage, Anumlocha as the Apsara, and Shankapala as the Nagas rule the month of Nabasya. Pusha as the Sun God, Dhananjaya as the Naga, Vata as the Rakshasa, Sushena as the Gandharva, Suruchi as the Yaksha, Gritachi as the Apsara, and Gautama as the Sage rule the month of Tapas. Rutu as the Yaksha, Varcha as the Rakshasa, Bharadwaja as the Sage, Parjanya as the Sun God, Senajit as the Apsara, Vishwa as the Gandharva, and Airavata as the Naga rule the month known as Tapasya. Amshu as the Sun God, Kashyapa as the Sage, Tarksha as the Yaksha, Ritasena as the Gandharva, Urvashi as the Apsara, Vidyachatru as the Rakshasa, and Mahashanka as the Naga rule the month of Sahas. Bhaga as the Sun God, Sfurja as the Rakshasa, Arishtanemi as the Gandharva, Urna as the Yaksha, Ayur as the Sage, Karkotaka as the Naga, and Purvachiti as the Apsara rule the month of Pushya. Tvashta as the Sun God, Jamadagni, the son of Ruchika as the Sage, Kambalashva as the Naga, Tilottama as the Apsara, Brahmapeta as the Rakshasa, Shatajit as the Yaksha, and Dhritarashtra as the Gandharva maintain the month of Isha. Vishnu as the Sun God, Ashvatara as the Naga, Ramba as the Apsara, Suryavarcha as the Gandharva, Satyajit as the Yaksha, Vishwamitra as the Sage, Makapesa as the Rakshasa rule the month of Urja. Purport: all the Sun Gods and their associates are mentioned in divisions of the Kurma Purana as follows. Dataryamacha Mitrascha Varunas Chendra Yevacha Vivasvan Atapushacha Parjanyas Chamshurevacha Bhagastvashtacha Vishnuscha Aditya Dvadasha Smrita Pulastya Pulahaschatrir Vasishto Tangira Bruguhu Gautamota Bharadvaja Kashyapa Kraturevacha Jamadagni Kaushikascha Munayo Brahmavadinaha Ratakritchab Atojascha
గ్రామ్నై సురుచిస్తత రతా చిత్రస్వణ శ్రోత అరుణ సేనజిత్త తార్క్ష్య అరిష్ట నేమిశ్చ రితజిత్ సతిజిత్త అతహేతి ప్రహేతిశ్చ పౌరుషేయో వదస్తత వర్యో వ్యాగ్రస్త తాపశ్చ వాయుర్విద్యుత్ దివావుకరః బ్రహ్మాపేతశ్చ విప్పేంద్ర యజ్ఞపేతశ్చ రాక్షక వాసుకి కచ్చనీరశ్చ తక్షక శుక్ర ఏవచ. నెక్స్ట్ వర్స్. ఆల్ దీస్ పర్సనాలిటీస్ ఆర్ ది ఆపులెంట్ ఎక్స్పాన్షన్ టు ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ విష్ణు ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ద సన్ గాడ్. దీస్ డీటీస్ టేక్ అవే ఆల్ ద సిన్ఫుల్ రియాక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ దోస్ హు రిమెంబర్ దమ్ ఈచ్ డే అట్ డాన్ అట్ సన్సెట్. Thus, throughout the 12 months, the Lord of the Sun travels in all the directions with his 6 types of associates, disseminating among the inhabitants of this universe purity of consciousness for both this life and the next life. While the sages glorify the sun god with the hymns of the Sama, Rig, and Yajur Vedas, which reveal his identity, the Gandharvas also sing his praises and the Apsaras dance before his chariot. The Nagas arrange the chariot ropes and the Yakshas harness the horses to the chariot, while the powerful Rakshasas push from behind. Facing the chariot, the 60,000 Brahmana sages known as the Valakilyas travel in front and offer prayers to the Almighty Sun God with the Vedic mantras. For the protection of all the worlds, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari, who is unborn and without beginning or end, thus expands himself during each day of Brahma into these specific categories of his personal representations. Evam Hanadi Nidano భగవాన్ హరిరీశ్వర కల్పే కల్పే స్వమాత్మానం వ్యూహ్యా లోకాన్ అవత్యజ. థస్ ఎండ్ ద పర్పోర్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద హంబుల్ సర్వెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ ద 12th క్యాంటో 11th చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ ద శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఎంటైటిల్డ్ సమ్మరీ డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది మహాపురుష. ఓమ జ్ఞానతిమిరందస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయ చక్షురోన్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. నమవోం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాతి దశధారణే జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. సో వీఆర్ టుడే వీఆర్ రీడింగ్ ద 12 ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది సన్ అండ్ ఇస్ అసోసియేట్స్. సూత గోస్వామి శౌనక ఋషి, who was representing all the other sages, asked a question to Suta Goswami. Please describe about the different forms of the sun. Because way back in the 5th canto, when Shukadeva Goswami narrated about the movement of the sun planet, keeping that in mind, Shravanaka Rishi is asking that question. Please describe about the different forms of the sun. And also another reason he is asking this question is that Srimad Bhagavatam itself is compared to the sun. Therefore, coming to the end of the Bhagavatam, just like Srimad Bhagavatam has 12 cantos, the sun also has 12 forms. So therefore, Shravanaka Rishi is asking this question, please describe about the 12 forms of the sun. And Suta Goswami is narrating that the sun created by Vishnu, the super soul of all embodied beings, through his beginningless material energy, travels among all the planets, establishing the movements of the planets. So here, particularly, it's mentioned that the sun has been created by Vishnu, who is the soul of all the embodied beings. And Shaunaka Rishi is also wanting to know the description of the sun, who is an expansion of the Supreme Lord Vishnu. That's why it's mentioned in the previous purport, in the 28th verse purport, that Shaunaka Rishi now inquires about the sun as the expansion of the Supreme Lord. Although the sun is the king of all the planets, Shaunaka is specifically interested in this effulgent globe as the expansion of Lord Hari. So sun has been divided into 12 forms by the sages. And there are 9 aspects: the time, place, the endeavor, the performer, the instrument, and the specific ritual by which we worship the sun god, and the mantras, and the paraphernalia which is used to worship the sun god, and the result to be achieved. These are the 9 aspects which are related to the sun god. They are also described. And when, along with the sun god, there are 6 associates of the sun god. There are 6 associates of the sun god. And these 6 associates, they vary from one month to another month. The 6 associates are, first is the sun god. Apart from sun god, there are 6 associates. One is the sun god. In each month, there is a different person who is taking the role of a sun god, or a different, the expansion of the sun god, who is taking up that particular role of actually sun god. So, and then along with the sun god, there are 6 associates. Each of them has a particular role. Like one is a apsara, and then there is a rakshasa. The rakshasa's role is actually to push the chariot of the sun god from behind. And then there is a gandharva. So Gandharva is actually singing some songs for the pleasure of the sun god. And Akshara, Apsara, is actually dancing for the pleasure of sun god. And then there is a snake which is used as a rope for the chariot of the sun god. And each month there is a particular actually snake which actually plays that role differently. And then, so in this way, there are 6 associates along with the sun god. So these 7 personalities are mentioned for each of the 12 months. That's what we read this in these verses. And then it is described that after the description of this 7 personalities for these 12 months, Suta Goswami mentioned the Phalastuti of remembering the vibhutis of the Supreme Lord in the form of the sun god. Suta Goswami mentioned that all these personalities are the vibhutis of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, and these deities take away all the sinful reactions of those who remember them each day at dawn and sunset. So therefore, the sun god is the source of all the rituals which are offered, which are performed in this particular world. And so in this way that this chapter ends. So today I'll discuss something in relation to the sun god from the Srimad Bhagavatam in different cantos. So like in the 4th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Lord Shiva is offering prayers, he says, Namo Namo Aniruddhaya Rishikesh Indriyatmane Nama Paramahamsaya Purnaya Nibhritatmane. My dear Lord, as the supreme directing deity known as Aniruddha, you are the master of the senses and the mind. And therefore I offer my obeisances unto you again and again. And you are also known as Ananta as well as Sankarshan, because of your ability to destroy the whole creation by the blazing fire from your mouth. So that in this particular verse, Lord Shiva is offering obeisances to the Lord Aniruddha, who is the master of the mind and the senses, Rishikesha Indriyatmane. And it is also indicated that actually Lord Aniruddha is a sun god, or the Surya Dev is an expansion of Lord Aniruddha. So since the predominating deity of the sun god is an expansion of Lord Aniruddha, Lord Shiva is offering prayer to Surya Dev in this particular verse. So Lord Shiva is praying to Lord Aniruddha as the sun god, who is the controlling deity of the external material elements which constitute the construction of the material body. So Lord Shiva's prayer is that when he's praying to Lord Aniruddha, when he's praying to the sun god, who is an expansion of Lord Aniruddha, because you are the controller of the mind and senses, please engage my mind and senses in the service of the Supreme Lord. So that is the prayer over there. So namo namo aniruddhaya rishikesha indriyatmane nama paramahamsaya. So the paramahamsa is also another name for sun god. It's also another name for sun god, because paramahamsa generally refers to people who are completely pure. But like in relation to sun god, when there is a sufficient sunshine that helps the mind to be actually very clean and transparent, generally we find that all the sinful activities in the mode of passion and ignorance, they take place after the sunset. Rajoguna increases and then tamoguna increases. And even there are European countries, like practically for 4, 5, or 6 months, like very little sunlight is visible. So people also go into depression during that time. There is something called as a winter depression. So sunlight actually helps a person to actually keep the mind, mind clean, to keep the, it helps a person to remain sane. So sun god helps the mind of the living entity to become situated on the platform of Paramahamsa. So therefore, Lord Shiva is offering prayer to Lord Aniruddha, who is also known as Paramahamsa, that please help my mind to be in a proper clean state so that my mind can be engaged in the devotional service. So namo namo Aniruddhaya Rishikesh Indriyatmane nama paramahamsaya purnaya nibrutatmane. He is using another word, purnaya. Purnaya is also, this word also refers to sun god. Purna means complete. How it refers to sun god? Because the rays emanating from the sun god have no end. So therefore, the word purna also refers to sun god. Since millions and millions of years of creation, the sun is supplying heat and light. In the sense, sun is complete. So therefore, Purna refers to sun god. And a sun god is also called by the word Nibrutatmane. Nibrutatmane in this, because the sun god maintains the various planets by manipulating the rainfall. Even in these verses, we read that how the sun god actually helps to maintain all the planets in the proper orbit. So sun god also helps to actually maintain proper rainfall. Maintain all the planets by manipulating the rainfall. So in this way, we see the position of sun god. Lord Shiva is offering prayers. And also in the very famous verse from the Brahma Samhita, Brahmaji is explaining that the sun god is not an independent devata. The sun god is actually is working under the control of Krishna. Yat chakshuresha savita sakala grahanam ರಾಜಾ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಸುರಮೂರ್ತಿ ರಸೇಶ ತೇಜ ಯಸ್ಯಾಂಗ್ಯಯ ಭ್ರಮತಿ ಸಂ ಮೃತಕಾಲ ಚಕ್ರೋ ಗೋವಿಂದಂ ಆದಿಪುರುಷಂ ತಮಹಂ ಭಜಾಮಿ. ದ ಸನ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಂಪೇರ್ಡ್ ಟು ದ ಐ ಆಫ್ ದ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ಬಟ್ ಐ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ದಟ್ ಒರಿಜಿನಲ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಅಪಾನ್ ಹೂಸ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ದ ಸನ್ ಇಸ್ ಟ್ರಾವೆಲಿಂಗ್ in its regular orbit, having mounted the wheel of time. The sun god is moving in the wheel of time, and the sun god is moving under the order of Krishna. Yasyangyaya brahmati sam vrita kala chakru. So that clearly shows that the sun god is not an independent devata, but is working under the order of Krishna. And the same conclusion, the same conclusion which Brahma is offering this prayer, it's the same conclusion is there in the Upanishads. Bhishasmat vata parvate bhishoditi suryah. The wind blows out of fear of me and the sun shines out of fear of me. Since Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, which is the conclusion of all the Upanishads, we can see the different Upanishadic verses, they are also indicated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Kapila Dev, in his teaching to Devahuti, he also mentioned the same point. Madbayat vati vatoyam surya stapati madbayat varshatindro dahatyagnir mrityuscharati madbayat. The wind blows out of fear of me. The sun shines out of fear of me. So the same thing Brahma is saying, that yasyangyaya brahmati sam vritakala chakro. In fact, when Kapila Dev is speaking this verse, the Acharyas give a commentary that if any of these planets, whether sun or the moon god or a wind, if any of them inflict any kind of difficulty whatsoever upon my devotee, I do not delay in withdrawing their authority. In that way, that sense, I protect my devotees if these devatas actually exercise their power upon my devotee. And further, we see that the Srimad Bhagavatam 5th canto, there is the devotee of the Supreme Lord, Priyavrata Maharaj. He created another sun itself. So Priyavrata Maharaj, he was dissatisfied that only the people of this world, they get the sunlight only half the time. And half the time, they were having night time. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was doing Kirtan in Srivasangan, one day he told the devotees, we are doing Kirtan only in the daytime. We are wasting the night time. Let us start Kirtan in the night time also. So similarly, Priyavrat Maharaj felt that if the citizens are performing different dharmic activities during the daytime, if the nighttime is also available, if the light is available, the sunlight is available even in the night, then they can perform more dharmic activities. There will be more influence of goodness. So therefore, he wanted to create another sun. So he actually took his chariot and he actually circled around the Sumeru Parvat 7 times. So by his mystic power, when he circled around the chariot, he created the Priyavrat Maharaj himself acted like another sun. And because of that all the people in the entire Bhumandala, they got light 24 hours. They got sunlight 24 hours a day. And in fact, it is described that the sun which created by Priyavrat Maharaj by his mystic power, that was cooler during the summer time and that gave warmth during the winter time. So that was the power of Privarat Maharaj. And one may think that Privarat Maharaj created the sun as a competition to the sun. No, Privarat Maharaj did not create this sun as a competition to the sun, but out of actually compassion towards the living entities. So therefore, that like Prabhupada, the Kapila Devina's teachings to Devahuti, he says that when a person performs devotional service in the mood of competition, that devotional service is considered in the mode of ignorance. Abhisandaya yohimsam dambam matsaryam evava samrambi binnadrik bhavam mai kuryatsa tamasa. So, the angry person devoid of compassion who worships me with intentions of violence, pride and hatred is tamasic in his bhakti. So, Priyavrata Maharaj did not create the sun as a competition to the sun, but out of compassion towards the living entities. And more than that, Priyavrata Maharaj, like at the last part of his life, although he performed such great activities, like recently there was a news that China, they actually made a nuclear reactor which is called as an artificial sun. They call it as some artificial sun, which is like which will act as a great energy source for the China. And they spent $22 billion actually. Like sometimes modern scientists, they may be proud of their scientific advancement, but Privarat Maharaj at the end of his life, he actually, although he performed such great activities, but he actually condemned even his activities. He says, "Alas, how condemned I have become because of my sense gratification. I have now fallen into material enjoyment, which is exactly like a covered well. I have had enough. I am not going to enjoy anymore." So Prabhupada writes a very profound purport in this verse. He says, how condemned is the advancement of material knowledge can be understood from the behavior of Maharaj Priyavrata. Like he performed such wonderful acts that he created another sun. And these activities are so great that the modern scientists cannot even imagine about these activities. Creating an another sun. So Maharaj Priyavrata acted very wonderfully in the material field of activities. But because he was dealing in sense gratification, ruling his kingdom, and dancing to the indications of his beautiful wife, he personally condemned himself. So, when we think of the example of Maharaj Priyavrata, like we can actually consider how degraded is the modern civilization of materialistic advancement. So many modern technological advancement we make actually come up with a different, say bridges or technological gadgets, etc. See, Priyavrata Maharaj, even after creating another sun, and after dividing the entire Bhumandala into 7 dvipas, when he circled around the Sumeru Parvata 7 times, by the impression created by his chariot wheel, the Bhumandala got divided into 7 dvipas. Jambu Dvipa, Plaksha Dvipa, Kusha Dvipa, Shalmali Dvipa, etc. So Priyavrata Maharaj could perform such wonderful activities, but still he actually condemned himself. So therefore, we can conclude that such advancement has nothing to do with the problems of the living entity entangled within this material world. So, but unfortunately, a modern man does not understand his entanglement and how condemned he is, nor does he know what kind of body he is going to have in the next life. So therefore, when we see that, like from Priyavrata Maharaj, he astonished by creating another sun, but even greater astonishment is exhibited by Priyavrata Maharaj in his actually profound consciousness. Like how Priyavrat Maharaj did not become proud of his astonishment, rather he felt that at the end of his life he condemned himself. So that shows the actually the profound consciousness of Priyavrat Maharaj. So in that sense, Priyavrat Maharaj is actually, by his profound consciousness, he is giving us the internal vision. By creating an another son, he actually gave the external vision to the world during the night time. By himself acting as a son, he gave the external vision to the world. But by his profound Krishna consciousness, he is enlightening us with the internal vision. And therefore, Krishna says in the Uddhava Gita, Santo Dishamti Chakshumsi Bahirarkas Samuttitaha Devata Bandava Santa Santa Atmaham Evacha. He says, my devotees bestow divine eyes, whereas the sun gives only external eyesight. And that too, only when it is risen in the sky. And my devotees are one's real worshipable deities and real family, and they are one's own self, and ultimately they are non-different from me. So in this particular verse, Krishna is comparing the devotee with the sun. Sun gives only external sight, whereas the devotees give internal eyesight, in the sense that the devotees give vision by giving the transcendental knowledge. So that is why one philosopher said, what is worse than being blind? What is worse than being blind is having the ability to see but not having a vision. Having an ability to see but not having a vision. And that is what the Bhagavatam says, that Dehapatya Kalatradish Atma Sainyesh Asat Sapi Tesham Pramato Nidanam Pashyan Apina Pashyati. Although we see that a materialistic person sees that everyone in this world is actually dying, but although he sees that, but he does not see, because he still keeps faith in the fallible soldiers of this world. So therefore, that a devotee gives, yes, the sun gives only external vision, but the devotee gives internal vision. So Priyavrat Maharaj not only gave external vision by producing another sun, but he also gave internal vision by his profound consciousness. And the same thing, the same concept, how the devotee gives the internal vision, right in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva is actually glorifying Narada. Tvam pariyatan arkaiva trilokim antascharo vayurivatma sakshi paravare brahmani dharmato vratai snatasya me nyunamalam vichakshva. He is saying that, O Narada, you wander like the sun throughout the three worlds, seeing everything externally, and also you are like a life air, like an air, you also know what is going on internally in the minds of everyone. Therefore, although I have become proficient in the Vedas, and although I have realized the Brahman by the proper methods, but still I am not satisfied. And please tell me the root cause of my dissatisfaction. Tanmoolam avyaktam agada bodham. You are a person of unlimited knowledge. Please tell me the root cause of my dissatisfaction. So there he is saying that you are wandering throughout the three worlds like the sun, which sees everything, and like the life air which moves within, you know the actions of the intellect. So therefore Prabhupada says that even if a person is a greatest erudite scholar, one cannot understand the root cause of one's dissatisfaction on one's own. One will need the help of a a guru or a, another devotee. So therefore, it is therefore good to approach a personality like Narada to solve the root cause of all despondencies. If we see Vyasadeva, how many books he wrote? He compiled the entire all four Vedas, Upanishads, all the Puranas, Vedanta Sutra, Mahabharata. On the other hand, Narada Muni just wrote Narada Bhakti Sutra. The number of books written by Vyasadeva is much, much more than Narada Muni is reading the books. But he is telling that Narada Muni that you are the person of unlimited knowledge. Therefore, Prabhupada says that a person who is 100% engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord, a person who is 100% engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord is a person of unlimited knowledge. It is like something, maybe a small pen drive. But when that small pen drive is connected with a big, say 100 TB hard disk, then the small pen drive has access to the 100 TB hard disk. Although the pen drive is small, but it has access to all the knowledge, the connecting wire. Through the connecting wire, it has access to all the knowledge. So similarly, that although Narada Muni wrote only one Narada Bhakti Sutra, because he is 100% engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord, in that sense, he is in connection with the Supreme Lord, who has unlimited knowledge. Therefore, Narada Muni, Vyasadeva is saying that you are a person of unlimited knowledge because you are 100% engaged in the service of the Lord. But on the other hand, although I have written so many books, but still I am feeling a dissatisfaction because probably I did not glorify the Lord completely. So therefore, we see that Sun God gives vision to the entire world. But that Sun God who gives vision to the entire world, that Sun God, in order to get the internal vision, the Sun God becomes a disciple of Krishna and obtains a transcendental knowledge from Krishna. Imam vivasvate yogam proktavan aham avyayam vivasvan manave praha manurikshvakave bravit. So Krishna says that I spoke this indestructible knowledge to Vivasvan, the Sun God, first. So we see suppose somebody is a very famous speaker, somebody is very famous, all is attracting everyone. But then when we come to know, this person, he takes inspiration or he obtained knowledge from this particular guru, then naturally we understand, how that particular guru must be so great. So Sun God who gives vision to the entire world, but that Sun God, he depends on Krishna to get internal vision by obtaining transcendental knowledge from Krishna. And we also see that Srimad Bhagavatam is compared to sun. Krishne swadamo pagate dharma jnanadibisaha kalav nashta drishamesha puranarko adunoditaha. It is said that the meanings of the various scriptures, they are like a night watchman. Yeah, watchman actually protects the treasure which is there in the building. The meanings of the various scriptures are like the night watchman. They were protecting the treasure. They were protecting the treasure of the satisfaction of the heart. When we understand the meanings of the scriptures, we will get the satisfaction of the heart. So the meanings of the various scriptures, which are like the night watchman, they were protecting the satisfaction of the heart. But because of, although there may be watchmen, we will be having night watchmen in any building, but because of the influence of time, because of laziness and bodily situation, one will inevitably fall asleep. So similarly, because of the influence of time, destiny, the appearance of irregularity and even laziness, and these meanings of the scriptures, they fell asleep. And naturally, when a watchman goes asleep, then what happens? Then the treasure will be stolen by the thieves. So because the meanings of the scriptures have fallen asleep, therefore the treasure of the satisfaction of the heart, that was stolen away. The satisfaction of the heart of all the people, and including the authors of the works, has been stolen by those who appeared like the thieves. And who are these thieves? These thieves are those who give wrong interpretation to the scriptures. Then what is the way out? The way out is, at that time, the Krishna has appeared in the form of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Just like when the sun appears, then everything becomes known actually. Then the thieves immediately flee away. So the Krishna has appeared in the form of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And this Srimad Bhagavatam is the sun among the planets. Just like the sun has 12 forms for each of the 12 months. Similarly, the Srimad Bhagavatam has actually 12 cantos. Even Srimad Bhagavatam describes that when in the conversation between Vidura and Uddhava, when Uddhava asked different questions to Vidura about the members of the Yadu dynasty, when Vidura asked different questions to Uddhava, Uddhava replies by saying that Krishna Dyumni Nimloche Girnesh Ajagarenaha Kimnuna Kushalam Bruyam Gatasrishu Griheshvaham. When the son of Krishna has set, and our house has now been swallowed by the great snake of time, what can I say to you about our welfare? And that is what Uddhava is replying to Vidur. So the appearance of Krishna and disappearance of Krishna is compared to the appearance of the rising of the sun and setting of the sun. Just like when the sun sets, it does not mean that sun has died. Sun is still present, but when sun may be setting in front of our eye, in front of our eyes, but the sun is rising in some other place. So similarly, when Krishna disappears in this particular universe, but in some other universe, he is beginning his pastimes. Just like sun is always present in some part of the universe, similarly Krishna's pastimes are always going on in some universe or other. In that way, Krishna's appearance and disappearance is compared to the rising and setting of the sun. And in the Mahabharata, in the gambling match, after the Pandavas lost everything, when they went to the forest, there are so many Brahmanas, they actually started following the Pandavas. And these Brahmanas, they felt that we can't live in the kingdom of Duryodhan. We want to live with you only. But Yudhishthira Maharaj said that, I don't have any means to maintain you. Previously, I was a king. I could actually maintain all of you. During the Rajasuya Yajna, thousands and thousands of Brahmanas were fed every few seconds. There would be thousands of people would be sitting in a hall, and then they would, once they finish eating, the shank would be blown. In that way, constantly conch shells were being blown. He had so much of wealth to feed all the Brahmanas, but he said that now I don't have any wealth, but I cannot actually maintain all of you. So please don't stay with us. But these Brahmanas said that we don't want to, we will just maintain ourselves by eating the fruits and roots in the forest. You don't have to worry about us. We just want to be with you because they said that actually staying with the saintly people or the Raja Rishis or devotees like you, it is much better than reading the scriptures. When you read the scriptures, you may get theoretical knowledge, but by staying with people like you who are actually personifications of the scriptures, By that we can get more knowledge by reading the scriptures. It is many times better than reading the scripture. Therefore, we want to stay with you. But Yudhishthira Maharaj felt bad that, like, how can I see them performing austerities, just eating some fruits and roots in front of me? And then he asked Daumya Rishi, please tell us some means by which I can maintain all these brahmanas and all these brahmachari students. Then Daumya Rishi said that, sun god is the person who actually maintains the whole world by supplying sunlight, nourishing the food, nourishing everyone with the food grains. You worship the sun god. And then he gave 108 holy names of sun god. You chant these mantras to worship sun god. By the blessings of sun god, Yudhishthira Maharaj got the Akshaya Patra by which he could feed unlimited number of people till Draupadi completes her meals. And then he started feeding all these brahmanas. And the same sun god gave the benediction to Satrajit in the form of the Shyamantaka jewel, which was producing unlimited huge quantities of gold every day. So Satrajit and Yudhishthira Maharaj both got a benediction from sun god. But Satrajit, he got so much attached to the gold, instead of using that gold in the service of the society, he just started hoarding that gold. So, in one sense, there is nothing wrong in accumulating more, there is nothing wrong in earning more money, but when you earn more money, the proportion of the charity should also increase along with the increase of the increase in the earning of your money. Then it is not greed. If the proportion of charity does not increase with the increase in the amount of wealth, then it is considered a greed. Otherwise, for a Vaishya, it is a natural desire to earn more money. You cannot artificially suppress that. But along with your desire to earn more money, ensure that the proportion of charity also increases and your sadhana does not get affected and you don't compromise with the relationship with others. Otherwise, then earning more money is considered to be a greed. But Satrajit, when he got so much of gold, but he did not increase the proportion of charity. And eventually the story goes further, and then his son, his brother Prasena took that Shyamantaka jewel to the forest, and then Prasena got killed by a lion, and then people started accusing. In fact, before that, Krishna told Satrajit, please hand over that Shyamantaka jewel to Ugrasena, and Ugrasena can utilize in the service of the people. But Satrajit actually declined. But eventually, Satrajit got killed by Shatadanva. Anyway, the main summary of the story is that if the Yudhishthir and Satrajit both got a benediction from sun god, but Yudhishthir Maharaj utilized that benediction in the service of others, but Satrajit did not utilize that benediction in the service of others, so therefore that benediction became a curse for him, and that eventually he got killed because of that benediction. So therefore, if benedictions are blessings only if they are used for helping others. In growing at all levels, in spiritually, mentally and socially. And we see another beautiful verse in relation to sun god from Brahma Samhita. Basvan yatashma sakaleshu nijeshu teja sviyam kiyat prakata yat abhitadva tatra Brahma Yesha Jagadanda Vidana Karta Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bajami. So Brahmaji says that just like sun manifests his potency to a minute degree within the jewel called as Surya Kanta. And then sun actually invests his energy in the Surya Kanta, and then the Surya Kanta jewel actually gets the power to burn. So similarly, Krishna empowers Brahmaji to create. Krishna actually infuses his creative potency within the secondary creator of the universe, Brahma, to that Krishna, I offer my obeisances. So, and also in the 10th canto, in the Damodar Leela, when Mother Yashoda was chasing Krishna, and finally Mother Yashoda catches Krishna. And Krishna is seeing the stick on the hand of Mother Yashoda, and then Krishna starts crying. When Krishna starts crying, he actually starts rubbing his eyes. So why Krishna was rubbing his eyes? So Harishuri, in his Bhakti Rasayana commentary, he gives a beautiful reason. He says Krishna was rubbing his eyes because Krishna was thinking, so these two eyes of mine, they represent, they are the sun and moon. These two eyes are the founders of my own dynasty. Because Krishna is born in the Chandra Vamsha and Lord Ram is born in the Surya Vamsha. And, but however, the reputation of sun and moon is now tarnished due to my crying. And the kajal spreading everywhere around them. Because when Krishna is crying, the kajal is spreading everywhere around the eyes. So Krishna is feeling that the reputation of the founders of my dynasty are being tarnished. So therefore, that Krishna is actually trying to rub his eyes in order to protect the reputation of the founders of his dynasty. So therefore, this shows actually how Krishna, even the small act of Krishna trying to rub his eyes, we see a Siddhanta, how Krishna wants to protect the reputation of his devotee. And another, again the 10th canto, when Putana came to kill Krishna, Krishna closed his eyes. And the Vaishnava Acharyas give so many reasons why Krishna closed his eyes. One of the reasons it is mentioned, it is said that a living entity goes to the higher planets through two paths, through the Chandra Marga and through the Surya Marga. In the 8th chapter of the Gita, Krishna explains these two paths. And when Krishna closed his eyes, it is described that the sun and moon, they represent the two eyes of Krishna. The sun and moon, they were thinking, oh, Krishna is the supreme autocrat. He is supremely independent. Krishna can give any destination to this Putana, who is actually a killer of the children. Krishna is supreme autocrat. He can give any destination to Putana. But we will not allow her to go by our paths to the higher planets. So thinking like that, the sun and moon actually close their doors. So that is the reason they give for why Krishna closed his eyes. And Brahmaji in his prayers, in the 10th canto, Brahmaji concludes his prayer by saying, Shri Krishna Vrishnikula Push Shkara Josha Dayin Shmanir Jarat Dvijapashu Dadi Vriddhikarin Uddharma Sharvarahara Kshitiraksha Shadrug Akalpa Markamarhan Bhagavan Namaste. So Brahmaji is praying in this verse. He is offering prayers to the two eyes of Krishna. One eye, the right eye of Krishna represents the sun and the left eye of Krishna represents the moon. So Brahmaji is saying that as the sun, you make the lotus flower of the Vrishni dynasty bloom and fill them with joy. And then as a moon, you expand the ocean to nourish all the inhabitants of earth, the demigods in Swargaloka and the birds and cows in Vrindavan. So therefore, please mercifully expand the good fortune of me, the lowest of the demigods. So with your two eyes at the sun and moon, please dispel the blinding darkness of ignorance and mercifully destroy my impiety, which was seen in my attempt to bewilder even you with my mystic potency. In this way, Brahmaji is praying to the two eyes of Krishna. And we see again in the 10th canto, in the gopis, when the gopis actually came to meet Krishna in the middle of the night, Krishna told the gopis, I think you have come here for sightseeing. I think you must have finished your sightseeing. This is not the right time for you to stay here. I think you must go back. And as a wife, it is the highest duty of a wife is to serve the husbands. And Krishna told them to go back. So then the gopis were completely taken aback by these words of Krishna, because they never expected that Krishna will tell them to go back. So at that time, the gopis are speaking a verse. The gopis say that, O Krishna, as an expert in religion, you have advised us that the proper religious duty for women is to faithfully serve their husbands, children and other relatives. We agree that this principle is valid, but actually this service should be rendered to you. You are the dearmost friend of all embodied beings, and you are their most intimate relative and indeed their very self. So here, the gopis are glorifying Krishna that you are the supreme personality of Godhead, so therefore, we have to offer all service unto you, and you are the real husband of every living entity. So here Vrishna Chakotipad says that when a devotee is in the stage of Premi Bhakta, when a Premi Bhakta in separation from Krishna, the separation from Krishna, a Premi Bhakta during separation from Krishna burns with more brilliance than millions of sun rays. So the pain experienced by the Premi Bhakta during separation from Krishna burns with more brilliance than millions of sun rays. So during separation from Krishna, a Premi Bhakta experiences all the qualities of Krishna, the qualities of sweetness as well as the qualities of Aishwarya. So during the separation from Krishna, the Premi Bhakta experiences the millions of sunlight, millions of sun rays. Because of that, one experiences all the qualities of Krishna, the qualities of Madhurya as well as Aishwarya. And in union with Krishna, a Premi Bhakta experiences only the Krishna's qualities of sweetness. In union with Krishna, a devotee does not consider Krishna to be the Supreme Lord. One considers Krishna only as a lover or as a child like that. But suppose if a devotee, even in union with Krishna, if the devotee is experiencing the Krishna's qualities of greatness, Aishwarya, that means that devotee is not in the stage of Premi Bhakta. But here the gopis, they are in the presence of Krishna, but still they are calling Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Does that mean that the gopis are not in the stage of Premi Bhakta? So therefore, Vishnu Chakratipad clarifies by saying that actually the gopis were experiencing the impending feelings of separation, because Krishna told them to go back because of that impending feelings of separation, feeling that, oh, maybe we have to go back. So because of the impending feelings of separation, they were experiencing the pain of separation from Krishna. So therefore, even the Krishna's qualities of Aishwarya became revealed to them. So therefore, they called that, oh, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, you are the Supreme Husband of everyone. Therefore, all services should be rendered unto you. So in this way, there are many sections of sun. Something related to sun god, some analogy comes when there are other sections in the Bharat Maharaj and other. But I'll summarize. So what we discussed, that we discussed the position of sun god from the Rudra Gita, from Lord Shiva's glorification of sun god. And then we discussed position of sun god from the Brahma Samhita. And then we also discussed the different sections from the Bhagavatam relation to Sun God, from the 10th canto, Damodar Leela, and Krishna closing his eyes when Putana came to kill Krishna. So these are some points which I wanted to share today. Sorry, I went beyond time. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.